Joined again on the green this week by contributor Larry Nagengast. We've had a lot of people lose jobs during the pandemic, and one of the ways the state has tried to respond is with job training programs, including one known as Forward Delaware. That is the one that Larry looks at in his latest piece this week. And Larry, we appreciate you taking some time to join us and talk a little bit more about it. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, Tom.
So let's start with the broad strokes. What is Forward Delaware? How did it get started? And what's its basic mission?
Okay, well, Forward Delaware is a free job training program started by the state by using more than $15 million in funds from the Federal CARES Act. And that's the COVID-19 relief legislation that was passed by Congress last year. Governor Carney set the program in motion last August when he signed his Executive Order 43. That order cited two significant issues concerning the pandemic and the state's labor force. First, the pandemic caused significant layoffs in key sectors of the state's economy, especially in the hospitality and retail areas. And the pandemic also created employment needs in other areas, especially in healthcare.
And exactly how big is the need for this in Delaware since the pandemic started? Do we have a sense of what the need actually is?
Well, sure. I mean, if you remember, go back to last May, which was just 2 months after the governor declared that state of emergency. And at that point, the state's unemployment rate peaked at 15.9%, which means that one out of every six Delawareans in the labor market was actually out of work. And there was a lot of pessimism then about when, if ever, those unemployed individuals might return to their former jobs. Situations like this can cause some people to despair, but they can also cause many people to think about their careers. Now, from the state's perspective, the situation did actually create an opportunity. They could use federal money to provide new skills to people whose old jobs just might not come back. And the state also looked at employment sectors where there were significant needs and or better opportunities for higher pay and advancement than might exist in those retail and hospitality sectors that were hardest hit at the start by the pandemic.
And it seems from your story that a large part of the efforts of this program have focused on IT. How did that piece of this program work?
Yeah, okay. Well, nearly $5 million, about 30% of that total CARES Act package for job retraining, was devoted to the information technology sector. And there were a couple of reasons for that. I mean, first of all, the state's financial sector, you know, the credit cards, the banking, and all that goes along with it, continues to grow, and it has had a steady demand for additional workers. Also, computers are an essential piece of equipment in just about every workplace. You can be a landscaping business, for instance, and you're going to need computers to keep track of your billing, your job assignments, and you know, just about everything else. So no matter what your business is, there's probably some sort of need for computers, and that means that there's always going to be a need for troubleshooters, help desk operators, and the like. So the way the program worked in IT, and it followed the same pattern in the other targeted employment areas, was the state contracted with a nonprofit organization called Tech Impact to actually run this training program. Now, Tech Impact did some of the training itself, and it also subcontracted a lot of this training work out to other partners, including established training programs like Zip Code Wilmington, Code Differently, the Precisionists, and several higher education institutions.
And with that last bit in mind, it was pretty easy to ramp this up because there was no need to kind of reinvent the wheel with this, right?
Right, exactly. Each of these partnering organizations has a regular training program going on. So some of the participants that were identified through Forward Delaware filled open spots in these ongoing classes. In other cases, the trainers were able to bump up their programs, adding new class sections or making existing classes larger. None of the providers had to start from scratch. All they had to do was do more and serve more people than they had been doing all along.
So how about some of the other targeted areas that you mentioned? You noted in your story that the program seems to have found connections between HR skills and the hospitality industry, for example.
Yes. Well, now the other areas of focus were healthcare, construction, transportation and logistics, and hospitality. Now, hospitality at first seems like an odd choice because that was one of these employment sectors that was hit hardest at the start of the pandemic. And indeed, it is still struggling to recover. But the pandemic did expose a significant problem, especially within the restaurant industry. What happened here is that as restaurant owners started to deal with these issues, laying off many workers, reducing hours for others, they suddenly had to pay a lot of attention to labor laws, to unemployment rules, all these things like the, along those lines. And there were a lot of places that realized that they didn't have anyone on their payroll who was skilled in these issues. And it's not uncommon for a restaurant, for example, to promote someone who had been on their staff for a while into that, HR position. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they've had a lot of training in the details of doing that kind of work. So anyhow, to move forward Delaware, the Delaware Restaurant Association and the University of Delaware came up with a solution. UD adapted a hospitality human resources management class that is already being offered in its Lerner College of Business and Economics, and the business faculty from Lerner handled the instruction. The Restaurant Association identified 60 unemployed or underemployed restaurant workers to take the class. So it's a case here of a partnership identifying those who could benefit from the training and the university collaborating to fill that need.
I also found it interesting that this program was addressing some things that we've been hearing about recently in the news, targeting things like high turnover in nursing homes during the pandemic and the state's growing logistics opportunities.
Yeah. Well, as Forward Delaware was being developed, the governor directed the Department of Labor to work with the state's Workforce Development Board, whose members include a wide range of business leaders, to determine which employment areas made the most sense to be included in the program. The idea here was to focus on training in sectors that would have the potential for higher pay, for increased job security, and for more career advancement than the laid-off workers previously had in retail and hospitality or wherever else they might have been working. It was also important to create opportunities in a range of employment areas. I mean, face it, everybody's not interested in IT or healthcare, for example. And, you know, there certainly are many people who have an aptitude or an interest in working in the building trades, driving a truck, doing things like that. So it was an idea of broadening the training opportunities and making them more interesting and potentially more valuable for the people who had been laid off.
Now we often hear about Delaware Tech's involvement when we hear about programs like this, initiatives like this, but Delaware State University was also a part of this. How was DSU involved?
Well, you know, over the years, as you indicate, Delaware Tech has gained a well-deserved reputation as being essentially the go-to destination for people who are looking for career training. But other institutions of higher education, including Wilmington University, UD, and Delaware State, do offer certificate programs for adults who are looking to enhance their job skills or to enter new lines of work. Now, Delaware State's situation as it relates to IT is somewhat unique. In addition to working with Tech Impact on the Forward Delaware training, the school has also received a four-year, $9.2 million grant to train about 700 new IT workers. And the goal here is to increase the participation of racial and ethnic minorities in this rapidly growing field. So what's going to happen here is the Tech Impact will be working with Delaware State in developing the program. That's going to start sometime next month. And the training is going to include about 325 hours of instruction, covering things like working on support desks, computer coding, application development, cybersecurity, and a number of other topics that are related to the IT field.
So some of this is now starting to wind down a bit. Is there any sense of how well it's doing with helping participants get a job? And is this likely to kind of continue as the pandemic starts to wind down as well?
Okay. It's too soon to have definitive numbers. Some of the programs won't wrap up until the end of the month, and it may take a couple of months for some of the trainees to find jobs. But we do know that about 30% of the 250 trainees in information technology have already found work. and that nursing homes and assisted living facilities have been filling vacancies with people who had completed the training as certified nursing assistants. As for the future of Forward Delaware, that's not entirely clear. The current program is winding down because CARES Act funds have to be spent by the end of March. Governor Carney's office has not announced whether the state will use any of its $1.25 billion share of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan passed earlier this month on these new job training programs. But the governor does say that the state's ability to rebound from the pandemic will rely, in part, on providing rapid retraining for the people who need it so that they can qualify for jobs that are in high demand. Now, also, the officials at the State Department of Labor say that they expect to use their regular mix of state and federal funds to continue offering some form of training in these targeted employment sectors. So as we know that the organizations that have been providing the training say they're ready and able also to continue what they've been doing. So what's the bottom line here? Basically, expect the state to continue with these rapid retraining initiatives, but we really can't say yet how extensive these training programs are going to be in the future, and we can't say for certain how they're going to be funded.
Larry Nangest, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us here on The Green.
You're quite welcome.